Former CNN hack says political obsession is driving America crazy after his Tesla was defaced. By Lucas Nolan on May 29, 2025. Former CNN contributor Chris Salise's Tesla was defaced with a sign reading "Musk is a Nazi" during his son's soccer tournament, prompting him to reflect on the increasing politicization of everyday products and its impact on American society. In a recent Substack post, former CNN commentator Chris Salise shared an incident involving his Tesla being defaced with a sign reading "Musk is a Nazi." The incident occurred over the weekend while Salise was attending his son's soccer tournament. The leftist used this experience as a springboard to discuss the growing trend of politicizing everyday products and how it is making us crazy and deepening the political divide in the United States. Salise reflected on his journey since purchasing his Tesla approximately 5 years ago. He noted that owning an electric vehicle was once seen as a symbol of being an enviro-liberal wacko communist. But now, it is perceived by some leftist lunatics as a symbol of the right. This shift in perception led him to question the validity of ascribing political meaning to products in the first place. Breitbart News' John Nolte summarized Salise's career when he was booted from CNN in 2022. Salise was an on-air contributor. He also had his very own vertical at CNN.com, something called The Point, which never had one. The whole Salise experiment felt like CNN's way of bragging about how it had too much money. Honestly, if you were to create in a lab a perfect example of the shallow, insulated, dishonest, dumb, inexperienced, low testosterone, clannish, gutless man boys who infest the corporate media, you'd get Chris Salise. Other than being a monkey for the corporate media's talking point organ, Salise is utterly useless. He has never published or uttered a word I found insightful, illuminating, or even thoughtful. Instead, he is the corporate media's stenographer. A narrative pusher, the furthest thing from his own man not named Brian Stelter. The political commentator referenced the backlash he faced after visiting Chick-fil-A, with some of his followers accusing him of supporting anti-LGBT causes. Salise clarified that his decision to eat at the restaurant was based on his enjoyment of the food and not a desire to send a message to the gay community. Chick-fil-A has surrendered to the woke mob as previously documented by Breitbart News. Salise also refuted the notion that being a patron of a company equates to endorsing its politics, an argument often made by critics of public figures like Elon Musk. He stated, "If your bar is that you never interact with or buy anything from a company whose founder has taken a position with which you disagree or which has donated to a cause you don't support, I find it very hard to believe you are going to make any purchases ever." Salise also highlighted the reality that large corporations tend to prioritize profitability over always doing what is considered right. He warned against the obsession with turning every aspect of life into a political statement, emphasizing that this mindset is driving people further away from recognizing their common humanity. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.